Yael, did you know that the World Health Organization says that iron deficiency is one of the major nutritional disorders in the world, with a significant percentage of the world's population not getting enough of it? Just to be on the safe side, I guess I'd better pick up a supplement on my way home.
Actually, Don, just to be on the safe side, you really shouldn't. In developed countries like the U.S., most adult men and postmenopausal women already get enough iron from their diets. I mean, don't you know what happens if you get too much iron?
You become magnetic and start attracting paperclips?
Actually, our body is very efficient in absorbing iron and much less efficient in getting rid of it. This means excess iron is stored in organs like the heart and liver, eventually causing cirrhosis or heart failure. Also, getting too much iron, or iron loading, is associated with depression, arthritis, impotence, and diabetes, among other conditions.
You know, I had no idea.
And you're not alone. This is why you shouldn't take iron supplements unless your doctor prescribes them. You should also drink less alcohol and eat foods fortified with iron, like processed meat, in moderation.
Yael, you're scaring me. I love that processed meat. Okay, so suppose I go to the doctor and she tells me I'm iron loaded. Does that mean I'm doomed?
No. You can easily lower your iron by donating blood, which is also why iron loading is rarer in menstruating women. Plus, there are drugs you can take that block iron absorption until your levels are back down to normal.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from Penco.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.